Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I thought defensively, Marek did a great job in the middle, knocking balls away and playing inside. They were trying to get it inside the whole game. Offensively, we were really good for a stretch. Got out. We got some loose balls because of Marek. And we got out on the break. And ties, you know, in the open court's really good. You know, we had the lead, and, you know, we just made bad plays. Frank is not making shots, and he's just not getting by people. He has to settle for a jump shot. We need him to get by earlier. He got by a couple times, but he just hasn't been making anything.
After those comments, Coach was asked about the balance at point guard between Buddy Boeheim and Frank Howard.
You know, he's made him. He's shooting 30. He was shooting 36% for the year. He didn't make anything tonight. That's tonight. Buddy missed 6 straight last game from the 3, didn't he? Yeah. Try to be accurate with what you're doing. Frank Howard's going to play, okay? Unless he has 2 more games where he doesn't make any shots. Then we'll reevaluate it then.
Coach was asked about what Brissett is doing better after his 3rd straight double-double.
He's rebounding, going inside better, you know. He's not taking 3 or 4 threes. He's getting to the basket. That's what he does best. He still works on his shooting every day. He still makes shots in practice. I think he can make them, and I think he will make them for us.
Welcome to the Q's Militia Podcast with those two unapologetically biased orange-blooded homers, Sean and Joe.
What's up, Q's Nation? Thanks for tuning in to the Q's Militia Podcast with Sean and Joe. If you like it, please share it. The universal handle for the socials is at Q's Militia. Go there, join the militia. We're the only Syracuse sports podcast centered around giving you, the fans, a platform. So, the Orange weather a late 14-0 run by Boston College at the Dome, and Buddy Boeheim has another career day. So, you'll hear from us, we'll hear from you in the fan feedback top 10, and Syracuse will head to NC State to face the Wolfpack Wednesday, February 13th at 8 p.m. But first, we all need tickets, right, for something at some point, and if you're online searching for tickets, go to TixBlitz.com. This is the official ticket provider for the Armchair Media Network. Unlike other ticket providers that sneak in the extra fees and unexplained service charges, at TixBlitz, the price you see is the price you pay. Unnecessary fees should not prevent you from seeing the sporting event and concert of your choosing. Go to TixBlitz.com and enter promo code Armchair at checkout to receive 5% off the total ticket purchase. That's TixBlitz.com, promo code Armchair. Tix Blitz, guaranteed seats, guaranteed emotions. So we are going to talk about the Boston College sequel. But first,
yes.
Why don't we just clear the air about our comments on Frank Howard in the audio card that kind of ruffled feathers a little bit last episode. You know, just from my perspective, I didn't think it was a big deal. I had no idea that people were going to get so upset about it. And maybe part of it was because I didn't see what else, who else was saying other things besides our own fan feedback. Maybe there was a lot of people trashing him on Twitter that I just didn't see it. You know, I go on Twitter for the games and I'm pretty much done until the next game, unless I'm going to post something about the audio card or whatever. So, I'm not on there all the time, but,
well, and the audio card was edited, and again, I mean, that's just, it's to try to get people to listen to the podcast. So if you listen to the podcast, then you can understand a lot more about what we were talking about and how we really weren't dogging him as a player. Not everybody is a leader, and that was just a question that came up because the fans and fan feedback throughout the season has questioned his leadership. So we kind of threw it in there and just made some comments, and then you kind of plucked some things from our conversation, and it sounded like that, and people kind of took it and ran with it.
I plucked it one-sidedly on purpose.
Right.
And
well, like I said, the point is to get people to listen to it.
Right.
Don't just listen to the small little audio and take that at face value, you know?
Someone said, oh, you posted an out-of-context clip? And you know, I don't respond to snark and things like that on Twitter. It's not worth my time. If you wanted to DM me and have a private conversation, I'm not going to have a Twitter battle. It's not worth my time. I have other things to do. But yeah, it's out of context. Of course, it's out of context. The 50 minute episode, I posted 1 minute that was chopped up. But here's the thing: I was harder on seven and 8 year old boys when I coached basketball than I have ever been on any of these kids for the Syracuse team. So don't ever think, by the way, that when we're getting on the SU players, football or basketball, it doesn't come from a place of malice. It's just analysis. It's
right.
There's no denying what I said. What I was saying about Frank was not untrue.
Right. It's an observation.
It's an observation. It's just, you know, I love Frank Howard. Frank Howard, we've been talking about Frank's attitude and stuff like that going way back, man. Way back. I saw a lot of stuff, people virtue signaling about it, that when I went through their Twitter feed, they dogged Frank Howard too. But so you could say he sucks playing the game, or he's awful playing the game, but as soon as you question his leadership, then mind blown. But here's the thing. He's in a position where he needs to be a leader. It's not like I'm questioning Dolezal's leadership. I mean, it's not really his...
Well, point guards are looked at for that.
Right,
so.
Exactly. So, hey, and I don't ever want you guys to think that I'm dogging players out of a place of just to be mean. It's not it at all.
Right.
It's not it.
Right.
And you guys, the people who listen, are the only ones I care about. I couldn't care less about what people on Twitter think. I don't. Because it was funny, because the split was at Twitter, and then you go to Facebook, and Facebook was, there was general conversation about it. People disagreed. It was fine, though. It wasn't,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't. It was a totally different tone on Facebook than it is on Twitter, and it's always like that. So, whatever. Take it or leave it. I'm not going to sit here and fluff everything all the time. I don't think anybody would want to come to a podcast where two Syracuse sports fans are talking Syracuse sports, and all we do is fluff it all the time. It's not fluffy.
Right.
You know?
No. So, no, exactly.
Anyway, all right, so that's that. I just wanted to clear that up, because I did. There was a point in time where I just felt terrible that any of that even happened, and then I listened to it again, and I'm like, what the hell's going on? People are being too sensitive. So, anyway, all right. So, that's it. That's the last time I'm going to talk about it. all right, the quads broke down like this now. The new net rankings came out today. Syracuse sits at, they're 4-0 in quad four. Fantastic. Okay. None of that looks like that's going to move. So we're solid.
Right.
We're solid there. So good, good. 8-2 in quad three games. Played a ton of quad three games. Some of these have slipped. Some of these were quad two games. The Notre Dame one jumps out at me. Or no, that still is a quad two. Okay, but
right.
8-2 in quad three, 3-2 in quad two. Clemson, Notre Dame, and at Pitt and at Notre Dame were the three, and then we still got UConn and Oregon, the two ugly losses at Cuse in the city. And then quad one is 2-3, pretty decent. OSU and Duke are our wins, and Buffalo still solid in the net rankings. At, I think, 22. Yep. And Virginia Tech, obviously, they'll stay there. Florida State, they'll stay there. And those were the losses. So, solid net rankings. Now it begins, though. I think, we'll talk about it, but this NC State game coming up, it'd be another big one. And that will be a quad one game, as NC State will be on the road there, and they're a 35 in the net. So, solid. It's a great opportunity to get a quad one win on a team we can beat. So we'll get into that. So it was Syracuse did lead by 10 points in the second half. Then they went on a 13-3 run with Tyus Battle taking over the game at that point. He had 11 points in that stretch. He just seeing red again, and that's what we love out of second half Tyus. And we saw it against Duke. It was very similar. Just taking it to the hoop. And boy, when he's on a breakaway, man, he's like a freight train.
Oh, yeah.
With the score at 60-40 at that point, then BC goes on a 14-0 run. I thought, are we seriously about to lose a quad three game, blowing a 20-point lead to Boston College at home in the Dome? But within six would be as close as BC would get, as Syracuse would hit their free throws. Holy cow, down the stretch to get the W. The Orange need to win the games that they should, and they did, improving to 17-7 and 8-3 in ACC play. A great bounce back for Buddy after struggling against the FSU defense. A career-high 16 points paired with three steals, and Buddy is becoming good at what he does. He was drawing some extra attention from the BC defense, and you know, well, we had the guy that didn't have a great bounce back, and that was Frank Howard. 1 for 9, 3 points, 1 assist, 1 rebound. We're going to need Frank to play to his potential in these last 7 games heading into the tournament time. We got 7 games down the stretch before the ACC tournament, and the schedule is going to get brutal, and he's got to get better. Brissett, though, with his third double-double in a row, and I'm buying into Brissett right now. It's good to see. We need that. 12 rebounds, 12 points. Dolezal, leaving his mark. You like that? See what I did there? As usual, yeah. As usual, he had things that on the stat sheet that just they matter, and things that didn't make the stat sheet that mattered, like tipping balls back and such. 7 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 4 steals, and 2 blocks. Syracuse shot 42.3% from the field, 38.9% from behind the arc, and 80% from the line. As I mentioned, that was the difference in the closing of the game, in my opinion. Bowman, despite being benched for 4 minutes, scored 21 again. That's what he scored last time. And Chapman was held in check for the most part with 12 points. The Orange D was solid, holding Boston College to 33.3% overall. Syracuse turned 18 Boston College turnovers into 25 points. That's freaking awesome. While BC scored 5 points off the Orange's 13, the Orange had the upper hand in the all-time series, 49-26, and we were out-rebounded once again, 37-34. Winning the games we should, Joe, and we did, and it was good to see you get out of there. I was a little nervous, but I don't think I was ever – anyway, got to within six. I was getting nervous.
Yeah, I think the game was just too sloppy. I just never thought they were going to – don't get me wrong. I was nervous, but I just never thought that they were going to get close enough to really make it to where I thought they were going to come back. We just – Tyus Battle wasn't going to let us lose that game. So he was going to hit a shot when it got too close. And really just – I mean, I don't – I feel like neither team really shot other than the couple little runs that we had, you know, the first half with Buddy Boeheim, and then Merrick hit a three, and then in the second half with Tyus Battle, those were like two runs. Other than that, there wasn't really a lot of high percentage shooting, and you know, we just kept the lead based upon our free throws, the free throw percentage. We can finally say it's so hard to say because I don't. You know, we never say that.
It's been about 3 games.
And then the turnovers as well. So overall, good win. Like you said, you have to win those games. Yeah, and you know that Kai Bowman's tough, but I mean, we stopped chatting.
Does he hit some freaking amazing shots?
He hit the same exact shot.
I know, the one in the corner.
Yeah,
and 100%. I'm like, as soon as he tossed it up, I couldn't even see him, and I said, "It's going in." I knew it. Mm-hmm. It was the same shot. You're right. It was the same spot in the court too.
Yeah,
same exact shot.
And I thought he was going to hit that last one to at the end of the game.
Oh, that would have helped you out, huh? That would have helped you out.
It would have helped my bookie figure out a little bit. Now, you know, 10.5 points. That's a lot of points. And I don't even know what he did as far as team violations, but
yeah, it's being held under wraps pretty good. But
I get it.
4 minutes. I mean, you can't play for the first 4 minutes. Okay.
Ooh. Big that's what I'm saying. Like, you might as well not even done anything.
Yeah. Why cause a controversy?
Unless it's one of those things where it gets called up, and I don't know if the NCAA can get involved with that, or if they find out, like the school finds out or something. I don't know. Maybe they're just doing it.
It said team violation, though. So I don't know. I don't think.
Yeah, but if the school knows the team.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess it gets muddy, right?
So yeah,
you just want to cover CYA, man. You know.
Oh, absolutely.
So yeah, but the kid's a difference maker, and I think he's a junior this year, right, Joe?
Yeah, he'll probably be going to the league.
Yes, please go. Holy cow, I'm so sick of it. Right? You know.
Yeah. So. There was another slow one by Hughes.
Yeah, he struggled a little bit, man. He was, you know, 3 for 7, hit 1 for 4 in his three-pointers. But, you know, he had a block and a couple steals, 7 points. But, you know,
yeah,
when he's held in check, Buddy can shine. It's
yeah.
You know what I mean? It's kind of like you can't guard them all. And just imagine when Gerard's out there next year. You know, you have Buddy, Gerard, and Hughes on the floor sometimes all at the same time. That's
yeah. But look, I mean, you know, but we're not going to beat good teams with this box score when you really look at it. When you see Frank Howard and Chukwu putting together that stat line,
Chukwu.
I mean, what they almost came back and got within 6. We ended up obviously winning by 11, but I mean, Buddy Boeheim putting up 16, Dolje filling, you know, stuff in the stat sheet. Brissett with his third straight double-double, and Tyus Battle has very, very high percentage, 21 points.
Yeah, 8 for 13. And right. Just Chuka was one point in 6 rebounds, I think, in the last 2 games. It's freaking bad.
I know.
It's bad. You got to do better than that. We're going to NC State, and one of those guys, along with the others who did play, at least one of them is going to have to step up, whether it be Frank or Pascal. Someone down low is going to have to be. You know, you got like Jack Salt, you know, for UVA. He's just going to smack Chukwu around. It's not even going to be close.
Yeah.
You know
what I'm
saying?
Absolutely right. Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, he's going to have to play. But he played great against Duke, which is like his best game of the season, and it was like a total shocker. So sometimes when we need Chukwu, he comes through. And it's kind of like go figure. But
yeah, anyway. Again, Brissett had, I think, a few too many turnovers for my liking. And sometimes Hughes, I question some of the
Question is ball handling is the only thing I question, but
that one turnover he had should have been a wide open layup, and he just didn't keep his eye on the ball and catch it. And then you see what he did.
Yeah, he did
again.
The same thing. Him and Chapman do not like one another. He slapped the ball out of his hand again.
Did the same thing.
Same thing.
I'll tell you what. If the refs would have done their homework, that would have been an automatic T, without a doubt.
It might have been because he grabbed the ball. He smacked the ball out of his hands again.
But at that point, I mean, Chapman he just laughed about it. And I don't think Elijah Hughes is going to stop that time. So
maybe.
But he hunted that one out.
Maybe they're friendlier than it looks. You know what I'm saying?
You never know what goes.
Maybe he's just toying with
him. Maybe he just said something funny after, and he laughed about it, and it wasn't that big of a deal.
We don't know what's said, and they either can't stand each other, or they're right. Exactly, they either can't stand each other, or they're pretty cool with one another. That's how I look at that. So anyway, same exact thing happened. Yeah. So
yeah, it's pretty funny.
It was. But I mean, what do you want to hear from fans? What do you want to do?
Yeah, let's do that. I mean, we're through it, got it done. So
yeah. All right. It is time.
Let's go.
It's time to hear from you, the loud mouths from the Loud House, the best damn college sports fans in the nation.
All right, by now, well, most of you, there's new listeners all the time. So, hey, if you don't know already, go to Facebook, go to Twitter, at Cuse Militia is the universal handle there, and I always propose the question at the end of every game, and that is where I prompt you to leave your thoughts on the game. So, here we go. What are we starting with here? We're going to start with Facebook. And Zach says, if you remember Zach's comment last week, he said, Tyus point guard, Buddy dropping threes, what I say?
What you're going to see when Frank Howard struggles. Like what Jim Boeheim said in the press conference, Frank's going to play. He's a senior guard. If we want to make any type of run in the tournament or have a more successful season than, you know, what we could have, then he needs to step up.
Yeah.
No doubt. You know what I mean? Like, that's just.
Yeah, I think.
That's what it is. I mean, we can sit here and we can patch together wins with Tyus Battle and Buddy Boeheim doing that.
Go ahead.
Like we just said, you're just going to be no postseason tournament success with Chukwu and Frank Howard playing the way they are. right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't think, as far as the regular season goes, I don't think there's any more patching together wins. Maybe Wake Forest you can patch one together, but
maybe
one out of seven, possibly. But
yeah, well, we were talking about that last game of the year with Clemson, but
true.
Don't look now. They've won four straight, just beat Virginia Tech yesterday.
Yeah,
and they're 15-8, and they're higher than us in the net and like KenPom, anything, any type of analytics websites that I see.
Yeah, and we got to play them at home too. By the way, Syracuse is a 49 in the net, and Clemson is 37, so they're on fire.
Yeah.
Steven says, we avoided a bad loss in the disappearing duo of Pascal and Frank again showed up. Not a good sign, Joe. I mean, you want to piggyback on that? We kind of just touched on it, but...
Well, yeah, it's, again, what we've talked about for majority of the year. As we go through this season, you start to see what your team is. And you look at potential, trying to maximize that. But it doesn't always happen, and that's really where we're at. I mean, I think we know the things we need to win on as far as, you know, in the games that we touch on every single day. But now we've identified the players and the roles and everything like that. We know what type of teams we can beat when they don't play good, but we know we can't beat the real good teams if they do, or, you know, if they don't, I should say. So
right, and Tyus in his post game was talking about defense leads to wins, and that's where we need Pascal. Need him on defense.
Yeah, and we've always been like that as far as we don't need him to score.
Right.
I mean, that's just a cherry on top.
Nice.
Right.
Yeah.
But if he can come in and he can put, you know, mid to high 20 minutes of great defense and just stop that stuff, get great rebounds and blocks and that kind of stuff and have good energy. That's all we need from him.
It's kind of like you just touched on it, and I was just about to say, it's the energy, man. It's not so much the effort as it is, like, just the movement. So, Brandon says, we need to be up by 7 or down by 7 points in order for us to play our game. Never seen that before. However, they play better when Howard was benched. You know, Howard was benched so much that I didn't really see it, but in the second half there, when they went on that run, I don't know if it had anything to do with Howard being benched. It was freaking just Tyus. I mean, he had like, I don't know how many fast break points he had, but it had to have been double digits, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
oh yeah.
I mean, he was running down there like a charging bull.
Yeah.
And that's kind of Ty Bowman's game too, by the way. It was kind of back and forth a little bit there for a minute.
Oh yeah. Yeah, Frank Howard needs to be able to play, like we said. Like, he has to be able to play. I know it looks good right now, and again, when he doesn't play good, then Boeheim is going to put Tyus Battle at the point guard, and then he's going to bring Buddy in. You know, and Buddy, he's got a few things that he's better at than Frank, but Frank's got more things that he's better than in Buddy and that he's shown historically. It's just getting the consistency out of it. So it's going to be one of those things. I feel like every single, is it going to be the disappearing duo? Who's going to play good? Who's not going to, you know, we start getting used to Chukwu playing good and we think that he's back. And then he's like only 2-3 games.
Yeah. He was so solid for 2 games in a row. And
then Frank Howard, same thing. Yeah, and even Brissett, yeah. I mean, he's done 3 in a row, but I mean, he's done some disappearing acts too this year. So again, it just comes down to what we peg on is just the inconsistency of this, and we haven't seen it, and we just never know what we're going to get from most people every single game.
Right, and the good, I'm going to give you the good and the bad of Brissett. The bad first. He's 0-for-4 from 3 in the last 4 games.
Oh, I knew. You always bang on him about shooting threes, but go ahead.
The good news is
he's only shot in 4,
only
right?
Shot 4.
Okay, yeah, I got it. Oh, so good.
Look, how did you see that coming?
He's got 3 double doubles. But
oh,
the good thing about
absolutely.
The good thing about him is that you see he looks more into the game.
Yeah.
You know, when you're having fun, you're scoring points and you're winning, then you see the people out there wanting to play. You see the effort, you see stuff like that. But you know, when you see somebody get benched and then they go to the bench and he gets a little, you know, he stays sitting down and gives a little golf clap for one of the more explosive plays of the game.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, again, like we talk about that stuff, like the energy, like that's what it is. Like, you don't, no coach wants to see that. No fan wants to see that. If you make a mistake, you know, and you get pulled out, you walk to the bench, you take your lickings, you get your rest, you know, catch your breath, grab some water, and then you go back and you prove it wrong and you do better. You know, that's just, and you got to be a good teammate. You got to raise your teammate up. And
well, my comments last episode were exactly that. And he did it again.
He played him out again. Exactly. And that's, again, one of those things. So, I mean, when you see just the effort and just the body language
between Frank Howard
and Buddy Boeheim, the coach is going to pick Buddy Boeheim 100% of the time when you're playing like that.
Right. Exactly.
That's bottom line. And he shoots 50% from 3-point line. The problem is that, again, we're going to need Frank Howard to score a little bit, but also to be able to be a point guard, bring the ball up against heavy pressure, because I don't know if Buddy's there yet with that.
What'd you think of the behind the back pass from Howard? Was that
no comment?
Jeff says, agree with Howard. Bench really lost momentum when he rested Battle, but he needs a break. Boeheim much better overall, just not on offense. I don't understand that. I was going to comment.
He said. Well, I think he's saying, and not just on offense.
Oh, not just on offense.
And I think some of the fans are starting to see that, because, again, I was, you know, you kind of question sometimes the physicality, the speed, that kind of stuff, you know, athleticism of, you know, maybe a freshman or you just don't know. And right. We didn't know what we were going to get out of Buddy Boeheim as far as defensively and stuff like that. I do still think he kind of struggles picking up, you know, full court press, stuff like that. But he's improved so much. And I think a lot of people, I know I've seen it. I've had conversations with my dad, my brother. They see it. In the last couple of games, he's been getting his hands on some balls up on the top of the 2-3 zone. And I think that's what that comment is that
three steals against Boston College. I mean, you know, right. He didn't have any turnovers either. How many minutes did he play? I don't have that.
Well, he's a headstrong player. Like, he doesn't get out of it. 23 minutes.
23 minutes, no turnovers.
23 minutes, no turnovers.
16
was
points.
Very efficient. Three steals. I mean, you can't argue that.
No.
You can't argue that's an efficient game.
You can't argue stats and numbers. Math doesn't lie.
Exactly. So, I mean, they want to. When you question it, I mean, if Frank Howard's playing good and he's hitting some of those shots, then Buddy Boeheim might not get all those minutes.
If Frank Howard's been playing good all through ACC play, Buddy Boeheim might not be playing much at all. I mean, it comes down to what he shows in practice, and he might sprinkle him in, but he's not getting 20-something minutes. He's not getting 20-something minutes a game.
No, I'd be willing to bet that the way he's played the last couple games is probably even surprising to his father, as far as even like as far as the ACC. You know what I mean? I would be surprised.
Yeah.
But he's going out there and he's playing, and you can't, as a coach. I mean, people want to say daddy's boy, and it's politics, and this and that. I mean, go look at the box scores. If anybody who thinks that he's doing it because it's his kid, go look at the stats. The stats don't lie.
No, stats don't lie, man.
You know, if you need points and Frank Howard's not attributing to that, then he's going to put in somebody who's shooting about 50% from the 3-point line. He might lack in other different areas, but if what we need is scoring, he's going in.
He's got guys chasing Brissett or chasing Tyus. They're not rolling back in time. He's getting these wide open looks. He's going to take them every time.
Right. Like you said way back when we got him, when we signed him, you know, good old BB. He'll shoot your eye out.
That's right. He will.
And he's doing it his freshman year. So
that's right. I will say there was, I might as well, since you brought up old BB, I got another one from Anthony on Facebook. Buddy Buckets.
Buddy Buckets. I like it.
Jeff, I just did Jeff. Joe says, a win in the ACC is automatically good. Just keep winning the games you need to. 7, 8, 9 seed will be a lock. You win the games you need to. Like we said, I think we got to try to pick up maybe two of these. A Wake Forest and two more? Yeah.
I think we were talking Wake Forest and two more. But again, yeah. I mean, we can, once we get through this NC State thing, you know, then we can talk about the next six.
Right,
you
know, exactly. We'll talk about our last
third and final rough gauntlet.
The gauntlet. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, good point, Joe. Joe R., a win in the ACC is automatically good. I would say most of them are. The best, most competitive, I think, this is totally opinionated because I don't know the numbers, but the best, most competitive conference in the country is the ACC. I mean, just look at the top 25.
Yeah, I think so.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's see. At DFin01. On the bright side, we got the W. Other than that, Frank was still absent and nothing from Chukwu. We lost a 20-point lead late. Elijah, to me, seems like he's been struggling since his head hit the... He hit his head off the floor.
he hit his head hard.
He did, too. Yeah. He did. Elijah, I think, sometimes just... I don't really know, Joe. What do you see? It's so hard to read Elijah sometimes because, I mean, there's been times where he was just getting dogged by defenses. They're just on him.
And right. Well, I think, wasn't there a stat yesterday that said something like he's got, like, the most made three-pointers in the ACC or something like that?
No, I didn't see that graphic, but.
I mean, I could be absolutely full of poop. But either way, I mean.
He's got a lot.
Yes, he's got a lot.
He's got a lot, and he gets a lot of attention. I don't blame – the only thing I see with Hughes –
Well, that's the point, yeah. They probably have a very good defensive player.
Yeah, they have a game – they scout Hughes for sure, and Buddy's going to be getting it soon too. So,
That's true.
But with
that's
Hughes –
just going to open up stuff with other people.
Absolutely. That's what's beautiful about it. But yeah. That's what happens when you have shooters. It's something we've missed for, like, a long time. like Ennis, maybe we talked about that. Hughes, the only thing I think I see with Hughes though that I can be real critical of is just his ball handling. We've talked about that. I'm not gonna beat a dead horse about it, but
oh yeah, no, it. I mean he's got a little bit of sloppy ball handling, but again, I mean sometimes he looks good. I think it all just depends on really who's on him and what kind of pressure he's got. I mean I think he's still a relatively young player. As far as that goes, and he's not in a – I don't know if he was coming into the position of this year thinking that he was going to have to be relied upon to score double digits. But, you know, I think we need him a little bit more than probably what he thought his role was going to be this year. And he's responded in some games in which I think that's forced other teams to put better defenders on him. You know, hey, this is their three-point guy. If you're talking about anybody on Syracuse's team other than Buddy Boeheim recently – for pretty much all the teams throughout the season, the best shooter, three-point shooter, is Elijah Hughes. Make sure he doesn't get him off.
Yeah.
And then if you play pressure D, and if you're forcing him to put the ball on the ground and drive, then every once in a while you're going to get a turnover, and it's going to look a little sloppy. And I think that's when Elijah Hughes defers the shots to other people.
Yeah,
He doesn't really get as aggressive as we might need him to be later on in the season. Well, definitely a couple, you know, next year and in years to come. But for right now, I think, you know, these games where they put a tough defender on him, I don't want to say push the issue, but you got to stop deferring and giving other people shots because he needs to know that he's got to shoot more, I guess, is really.
Yeah,
you know, I'd rather him shoot more than, you know, Howard go 1-for-9.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, just you know, how many minutes did Howard get? You have that?
21.
How many minutes did Hughes have?
38.
Okay. Hughes only shot the ball 7 times to Howard's 9. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right. At Salty Warrior, BC is not that good. Beat decent teams, please. We should be blowing these cupcakes out of the dome. Part of me really, really can agree with that. I'm feeling that. I really am. But it's just been my expectations that these games are going to be close no matter what.
When has it ever been different?
Well, we did beat who did we beat by 20? Miami? We crushed Miami.
Yeah. Miami almost beat North Carolina last night.
Yeah, I know. We went in overtime. So, yeah but at Salty Warrior, I feel you, but you know this team. You know by now. That's few and far between, and we got one this year. Just be happy about that.
Just be happy about the win.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at, exactly. At Oil Cuse, I was getting a little nervous there for a minute. The team played a lot better without Frank in the game. Buddy is the best shooter we've had in a long time. Bowman is very good for BC. Yes, Bowman is very good for BC.
Yeah.
And I hope we don't have to see him in any kind of tournament action. You know, beating a team 3 times in a season is tough. I don't want to see Pitt either.
Dang. the thing is that they don't have really a lot of depth. But he seems like a player that can just beat you.
He can. He can, absolutely. Let's see. Getting a lot of the team played better with Frank on the bench or out of the game. So if you think I'm picking on Frank, go through the fan feedback and tell me what I was supposed to pick. Because it's
No, it's not picking on Frank. It's it's an observation. Team had expectations. You know, players have expectations too by fans.
Sure, absolutely. And yes, absolutely, especially in that position. At Tony Staffieri. Haha. Got the must win, but with slow starts and blown leads becoming a trend, we could be seeing how this movie ends in March. And that right there, I guess, kind of encapsulates what we were talking about before we started fan feedback, Joe. Right? Not having Chukwu play defense and not having Howard play offense, that's a bad combination. That's a real bad combination.
That dog ain't going to hunt. That's not going to work, he said. I think I don't want to get too worried about, people coming back, having big leads and coming back, stuff like that. In basketball, it's very, very hard to – when you get up that many points, then you kind of sometimes take the foot off the accelerator. And sometimes, and especially in that sport more than others because of the amount of points that are scored – there's windows that open to allow a team to maybe hit a couple shots, get some momentum, and make it a little bit closer than what it should have been. And some teams lose that way because they can't stop the bleeding and teams actually come back and win. But I think that for the most part, even Old Dominion, I really wouldn't look at that as a huge comeback, right? What were we up, 10 at half?
We were at 10, yeah.
But it was not like – it wasn't like we ballooned it.
It took the whole game, though.
It wasn't
– the, yeah, the whole and second half, I'm sorry.
Right, and it wasn't like we ballooned it to 18, right? Like making up 10 points. So, again, when you're winning up that much, I was surprised it didn't happen to Miami.
Right. Well, like Coach said, if you're making the mistakes we were making after we were up 60-40, you're making those mistakes. They hit two threes and two twos, and all of a sudden your lead's cut in half. That's it.
Right. Oh, it can happen.
It happens quick.
A bat in the eye.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. At one more here. At Spudmall 5, time to move on from Frank. Better give those minutes to develop someone for tournament next season. Well, as you heard, Frank is Frank's going to be our guy for the rest of the year. He's a senior. He's going through a rough stretch.
Dude, he's climbed out of this fire before.
Yeah, he's done it. He's done it before. But where I'm at with Frank is that we know he can do it, right? And just like you just said, he's climbed out of this fire before. We know he can do it. So,
We have the fans have the confidence in him that he needs that he lacks himself.
Right, and you heard Coach in the Coach montage. So moving on from Frank's not going to happen. But I understand the sentiment. I do. A lot of people saying that, but this was a BC team. And, I just don't know if we can beat some of these other teams. We just talked about it. I don't know if we can beat some of these other teams going down the stretch without Frank. He's got to play good.
That's the thing is I didn't think that a lot of his shot selections really weren't really – I didn't think that bad. And he was doing some of the things that we've been talking about, trying to get by the guy, get to the rim, but everything was short.
Yeah.
Everything was short.
Front
so,
of the iron.
Again – Well, yeah, and we're not gonna. You don't coach a team for the. Obviously, you want the players that are going to be returning to get experience that are naturally going to do that. But you don't coach a whole season, especially in the middle of the season when you're 17-7. You don't coach for next year. You're not thinking about that. Jim Boeheim knows what's up. He knows that Buddy is doing some things that I think that were probably pretty unexpected, especially considering how he's playing in the non-conference. And it's been pretty much a breath of fresh air because he's allowed us to win some of these games.
Yeah, when Joe wanted to redshirt him.
Hey, look. I didn't think that Frank Howard was going to have these. I didn't think we were going to have these guard problems. I expected more from Carey, and I definitely expected more from Frank Howard, especially he's playing 40.
Go ahead.
You see what I'm saying?
I didn't have expectations for Carey, to be honest with you.
Well, I mean, I thought he was – I had higher expectations for Carey than Buddy. But, again, that's where
you want to talk
proof.
About a player I feel bad for. It's Jalen Carey.
No, dude, I mean, dude, you have to bide your time sometimes, you
I know.
It's just... So that's what it is. All I know is that Jim Boeheim knows that this team this year, that the max to maximize the talent, Frank Howard has to be out there and playing good. So it's not a matter of if he's going to play. It's a matter of if he's going to get out of his head, and him and Boeheim and the coaching staff is going to figure something out.
Right. Well, going back to the original statement to move on from Frank, I understand it. A lot of people are they're going there. They're fed up. So
my dad said that yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard it from a lot of people I respect in the – basketball-minded Syracuse fans as well.
Now look,
so
at some point, if he continues to keep doing like,
well, coach this, said two more games. If he's going to be like this, two more games, we'll reevaluate.
Well, I mean, he says that, but I mean, who knows how long it would actually be? But I just, you know, the rope is getting shorter and shorter, and
that's,
you know,
true.
He's trying to show him the whip, and he's not really responding.
He's not.
But look, he just needs to. He just needs to get out of his own head. We all know what he can do, and this team isn't going to make the run that they want to make unless he is out there doing it. So,
yeah,
just
so,
the bottom line, man.
Anyways, yeah, that ends fan feedback, okay? Thank you, everybody, for participating in fan feedback. Love hearing from you folks. It was brought to us by MyBookie. If you've never bet online, I would do your research first. If you have bet online before, then you know what you're getting into. Either way, go to MyBookie if you're going to do it. I only recommend service that's been good to me. That's why I would urge you to go to MyBookie. You win, they pay. Join now. MyBookie will match your deposit with a 50% bonus. Use promo code QS25 to activate that offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. And it was the one and only BG left the... Apple Podcasts review, 5-star review we read on the show last episode. I didn't get an email. I'm shocked. I'm trying to give him free stuff. I didn't get an email. So email
give us. Give it time.
Email us at qsmilitia@gmail.com and give me your address and I'll get that stuff out. And for everybody else, you want free stuff? Go ahead. And yeah, we're not asking you to lie, but if you like the show, go rate us. 20 stars. If there's not an option for 20, just do 5. I think that's modest, right? And leave a 5-star review and a wonderful comment. And if I read it on the air, you too can win some stuff. It's as simple as that. And Joe, Syracuse heads to your neck of the woods, buddy.
What?
Wednesday, February 13th at 8 p.m. The Syracuse Orange in North Carolina first met in 1990. The two teams played 5 times prior to the Orange joining the ACC, with the Orange leading the series at 4-1. Since joining the ACC, they have split 3-3. It sits at 7-4 right now in favor of the Orange. One of those wins for North Carolina State would come in the Orange's first ever ACC tourney appearance, getting upset by the Wolfpack, 66-63. The Wolfpack sit at 17-7 overall, but they had a decent non-conference, but their conference is scheduled with the ACC. Our record is 5-6. They've won most of the games that they should in the ACC, so with the exception of Wake Forest beat them. A buzzer beater against Clemson, they won that one, and a 66-65 loss to UVA. And the craziest thing I ever saw was 24 total points in a game at this level from a team pretty decent. 24 points against Virginia Tech just over... just about a week ago. So, And we all know senior Torn Dorn. He averages 13.6 points a game. He's 47.5% from the field. He's got two guys behind him averaging double digits as well. As a team, they're shooting 47% from the field, 37% from three, and 69.9% from the line, Joe.
Yes, sir.
We've talked. You're going to be there, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. So we've talked about their win against Auburn. It's really the only like when Auburn was ranked 11th, 7th.
Yeah, 7th.
That was a good win for them. Non-conference play. What they've done in ACC play, is with the exception of our win against Duke is what we're doing. We're winning the games we should, and we've got blown out a couple times. So have they. But so, what do you see, buddy?
I see a team that's been struggling recently. They pulled out a win at Pitt yesterday.
Another close one.
So, yeah, it was a close one, but I mean, we know what the deal is with going to Pitt. I know that, like you said, they Torrin Thorne's their leading scorer, and 6'5" senior, pretty good player.
Excellent player.
Yeah. And their new, second year coach from UNC Wilmington, I think it's Kevin Keats. He had somebody transfer from Wilmington, C.J. Bryce, a player, C.J. Bryce. He sat out last year, and he's playing this year, and he's their second leading scorer. He's been a really, really good scorer as well, and he's impressed me. He's a 6'5" junior guard, so that's two tall guards. Markel Johnson and Braxton Beverly are both around 6 foot 6'1" guards, and all four of those guys start. And that's your top four scorers.
All guards.
And then all guards. Yes. And then the other guy that they start there, Wyatt Walker. He's a senior forward at 6'9". So that's been their starting lineup for the past couple games. I know they've switched up a couple different times because of injuries and stuff like that. But they play a solid. Like, they have nine guys that average over 15 minutes. And they press. They're going to be in your face. Huh?
Keeping them fresh.
Yes, they keep them fresh. And like I said, they press. They play. They try to speed the game up. So, again, you don't really know. This is going to be one of those games you really don't know how it's going to work. They like to huck up a lot of threes. And, again, they just play fast to try to get you to make mistakes. And they try to, and like I said, with the guards and everything, they do shoot a lot of shots. So, I mean, it's going to come down a lot to, again, I think with Frank Howard, I think we're going to need him because I don't see this as Tyus Battle being able to play the whole game, basically bringing the ball up the court. It's one of those things where that's kind of tiring when they make you do that and make you work for it every single time. And they're definitely going to make us work for it. They're going to try to tire us out. So we're going to have to sub out, and I wouldn't be surprised if we didn't see a majority of everybody that plays. That has gotten minutes in this game, but they're going to try to wear us down, and they're going to try to make mistakes. And it kind of makes me a little nervous. And then they shoot threes too. So that's really the two biggest things that I'm going to look at.
And it's like, which Syracuse team is going to show up? That's what makes me nervous.
Well, and I talked to NC State fans, and they say the same thing about NC State.
Okay.
Because, I mean, just like you said, a week ago, they saw their team score 24 points.
Was that at home?
Yes, it was.
It was at home.
Oh, yeah. One of the guys I work with is at the game.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he said it was awful. So, either way, it's just the breaks, because Virginia Tech, they have good defense. You know, that was, I think, a little bit after I think it was the next game after we played Virginia Tech. I don't know what happened to Justin Robinson, but he was in a boot. He didn't even play against them that game.
Yeah.
You have a team that averages, 82 points a game?
Yeah.
And they scored 24 against Justin Robinson-less Virginia Tech. And then the next game, they come out and they score 96 points at North Carolina. They're like, triple what they scored. So, I mean, I talked to a lot of the fans because obviously, you know, I'm down here and I run into a lot of fans, talk to them, and they are just frustrated. You know, come looking at the non-conference, they had, they were all over them. They were so excited. They thought they had such a good, that we beat number 7 Auburn. Oh,
they lost one game.
Yeah, when it was at Wisconsin by 4, it was a good game.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they were pumped up.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, I'm talking to him. He's like, I just don't know. I just think it's just another mediocre year. So I don't know. We're going to go through the gauntlet. We might not even make the tournament. Like, that's the kind of stuff that you're talking about. So they thought they saw something different coming. And it's kind of taking a turn a little bit. But again, like we talk about it, the ACC is tough. And they still have the numbers right there. Them 17-7 overall. I mean, they haven't been great in the ACC, but again, they're still in the dance. So, and they're still a formidable team. And again, we always talk about matchups, and that's going to be what, like, again, what I look for. I'm going to look for, you know, their 3-point shooting and how we take care of the ball and handle their press and pressure and everything like that. That's going to be the main things.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you're good.
This is another quad one game, okay, because it's on the road. And I think that we need to capitalize on one of these quad one games. And I think this is this one, Clemson, those two are away games.
Right.
And I think they're winnable games. Not that the others aren't winnable. I'm just, you know.
Right, I get it, yeah.
You know. On a level, these are the two that stick out to me that I think are totally feasible to get these wins. So going into NC State Wednesday night, I hope we see a prepared Syracuse basketball team that's right. ready to run. I don't mind when they run. I think Tyus Battle is freaking dangerous.
And that's the one thing is, are they going to allow them to get it? If, you know, as Syracuse. Are they going to run the kind of press that kind of just makes Syracuse take down clock to where they can pass it back and forth like they normally do just to get up the court? Or are they going to be like in your face and they're going to be able to dribble by you and actually like create a fast break situation?
Right.
And it's those kind of things that you don't really know. I do know that Markell Johnson is one hell of a defensive player, and he's going to be giving Howard fits. And, you know, CJ Bryce, Doran, we both know they can score. Braxton Beverly's 3-point shooter. Wyatt Walker, big body down low that Chukwu's going to struggle with. They got a 6'10 sophomore, DJ Funderburk, who comes off the bench that creates a little bit of havoc with Devin Daniels, a sophomore, 6'5 sophomore guard that can come out and shoot threes. I mean, they have guys out there, but again, like talking to the NC State fans down here and listening to some of the sports radio, they're as inconsistent as we are.
Right.
Especially in that, you know, their offense is basically good, but usually when they play a good defense, they struggle. So, again, it all depends on how they handle our zone and how they shoot, in my opinion. Hopefully Chukwu can show up and not allow as many offensive rebounds, and hopefully Howard can show up. And because I'm telling you right now, I mean, if Howard can't get the ball against up the court against Markell Johnson, I don't know who else is going to be able to on the team. Other than maybe Tyus Battle. So there's little things that I'm looking at. Obviously, we always want to look at the turnovers and, you know, rebounding, make sure that's not too much, and the free throws, the stuff that we can handle, you know, not being sloppy.
Brissett's got to play the way he's been playing. Tyus, we don't even need to worry about almost. And, you know, who knows? I mean, I know Jalen Carey's kind of butterfinger sometimes, but maybe we see some of him in that sprinkled in there. Maybe.
Well, we might need to if it comes down to ball handling and using your speed to get across court and down the court. But again, I do like your what you said about Brissett. Those are going to be the little things, because from what I've seen, unless they change the starting lineup, they're not too big. So Wyatt Walker, that 6'9 forward, he's going to be guarding the center, whoever that may be at any given time, whether it's right. Chukwu Sidibe or Dolje. And then you're going to have a 6'5 guard trying to guard Brissett.
Yeah.
So, again, I mean, that's really,
he's got to take advantage,
you know,
of that matchup, man. He's got to be able to drive to the rim and get the rebounds. Please.
Right. They only have three players that they regularly play that stands taller than 6'5".
Playing four guards is risky, I think, against us. But then again, they can shoot the rock. So,
well, if you move the ball around and they can shoot, and then they go out there and they get the pressure, you know. I mean, if they got to break a press, and Brissett's got to get the ball and break the press, then that's advantage them.
Sure.
Now, if we get to half court and we can get Brissett in some motions and get him to the point where he can get in and get some position down low, then hopefully he can take advantage of that.
All right.
So that's another thing that we definitely are going to need. Tyus is going to need to do his thing. Big guys are going to have to do little stuff. And obviously, Brissett's probably going to be the matchup where we're going to have the biggest mismatch. So,
all right. Well, hey, Wednesday, February 13th. At what time, folks? What time?
2000 hours.
8 o'clock. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Going to be so a late exciting. Night.
And then, obviously, we'll get back here like we always do the day after the game, to give you our thoughts. You'll hear from us. We'll hear from you, as always. I would like to thank Tix Blitz, MyBookie, Armchair All-Americans, JP Mulligans. Go there. Like their Facebook page. They have specials. Well, they do what? They do their happy hour every Monday through Friday at 4 to 6.
They get the wings.
And then they got the wingies, and they got the burgers, and then they got Labatt's Blue. Dollar off Labatt Blues during SU basketball games. So go there.
Yeah.
Like their Facebook page. They give away tickets. What's not to love? right. Also, thanks James on guitar and all of you. Thank you for listening. And that'll be it for us. More Cuse Militia podcast is inevitable. For Joe, I'm Sean. We are out.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to the Cuse Militia podcast, the fan's voice with Sean and Joe.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.